Good morning, traders. I'm Emily Advani, your host here at Newswear's Trade Talk. Joining me is trading anchor Bill Olson, who brings more than 30 years of institutional trading experience to our program. At Trade Talk, we provide the facts, themes, and trading ideas for the day ahead. Today is Tuesday, April 5th. We jump into today after markets posted gains yesterday, with the NASDAQ as the front runner up nearly 2%. The tech-heavy index was led by shares of Twitter up more than 27% on news that Elon Musk purchased a stake in the company. But today is a new day, which means more market-moving news. Bill, let's get into today with what is happening in the markets this morning.
Hi, Emily. How you doing? I'm watching the S&Ps as always. They are indicating a lower opening today. I'm seeing that the S&Ps are currently down 0.17%. They were down a little more, so it looks like they are coming back a bit, but I'm not getting my hopes up. I'm looking overseas. I see the German DAX is down 0.33% or 48 points. FTSE's down 0.7% or 5 points. And the CAC in France is down 1.43% or 96 points. So, you know, that's not positive going into today's opening. You know, what's going on, really? You know, the markets are preparing for the EU to levy additional sanctions against Russia. And one of the key things was the U.S. Treasury Department halted dollar debt payments from Russia, from the Russia government accounts at U.S. banks. This is increasing the pressure on Moscow to find alternative funding sources to pay bond investors. They have to pay them or they're risking default. I see that Ukraine's president's going to be addressing the UN Security Council today, and that some diplomats from the Ukraine are going to be actually holding a phone call with China today. And if China starts to fold on Russia, they're really going to have a problem. One of my main concerns, as I've always said, is these meeting notes that are coming out tomorrow afternoon at 2 p.m. That's likely to be an issue of cautiousness for the markets going into that announcement. Watching oil prices. Oil prices are higher this morning. They were up more, but they pulled back a little bit. But I'm looking at WTI at 103.86 a barrel and Brent's at 108.08 a barrel. The new sanction talks really have the energy companies on edge. So, you know, I'm looking this morning, we have a couple earnings reports. We got some decent economic news coming out. So, yeah, it's going to be an interesting day. A little volatility, I suspect, is coming our way.
And Bill, you mentioned earnings. They're starting to pick up a little bit again. So what do we have in terms of earnings action today?
Lindsay, ticker LNN, Larry, Nancy, Nancy, they beat by 13 cents. They did that on higher revenue. Stock's down about 0.5% this morning. Ticker AYI, Apple Yellow India, Acuvi Brands, they beat by 20 cents. They did it on higher revenue. That stock's up 2.6% this morning. And Cognite, that's ticker CGNT, Charlie Grace, Nancy Tom, they missed by 6 cents on lower revenue. That stock's down 18.5% this morning. But upcoming, we've got some interesting stuff happening. We have Landec Corp, which is ticker LNDC, Larry, Nancy, David, Charlie. Their EPS estimate is about a penny. Expected move here is 8.87%. And Smart Global Holdings is also coming out this afternoon. That's ticker SGH, Sam Grace Henry. EPS estimates here are 72 cents with the expected move of 11.65%. And then on Wednesday, we have RPM Industries. That's ticker RPM, Richard Paul Mary. EPS estimate here is 30 cents with an expected move of 4.73%. GBX, this is Greenbrae, their EPS estimate is 18 cents and the expected move here is 7.58%. And Simply Good Foods, that's ticker SMPL. EPS estimate is 27 cents and the expected move here is 6.78%. But that's what I have for you in terms of an earnings show this morning, Emily.
And shifting to economic events, we have a number of economic reports to look out for today. So, Bill, give us the rundown there.
8:30 a.m. Eastern time, 1 hour before the market opens, we get the International Trade in Goods and Services report. At 9:45, we have the PMI composite final for March. But at 10 a.m., it's the ISM Services Index. That's the one people will be watching. Then at 4:30 this afternoon, watch out for the API oil stock report. That's the American Petroleum Institute's estimates on stockpiles. Got a little Fed speak going on. 10 a.m. this morning, Minneapolis Fed Bank President Neil Kashkari will be speaking. At 11:05, we're going to be hearing from Fed Governor Laurel Bernard. And at 2 p.m., John Williams of the New York Fed will be speaking. So it looks like some good Fed speak ahead of tomorrow's more FOMC meeting minutes being released.
And as earnings pick up and economic reports are being released, sometimes it's easy to miss those other market-moving headlines that are also coming our way. And Bill, you don't miss a beat by watching your Newswire alerts and breaking them down so you can catch all the important information as it comes in. So what do you see as possibly moving the markets today?
Well, you know, one of the things I do is, as I mentioned, I watch the FANG stocks just for the fact of they're weighted on the S&P index, and they're all trading lower this morning. That indicates that we are going to be having a lower opening this morning. I'm looking at specific news headlines on some of these stocks. Amazon, they announced their Blue Origin, their spaceship rockets. They announced a five-year agreement to provide 83 heavy lift launch services. The idea is it's going to be increasing global broadband access using satellites. But this is a five-year deal that they inked that was released this morning. Apple, ticker AAPL. I see that ISI Evercore feels that the growth in Apple's App Store for the month of March, they're thinking that it expanded. I'm not so sure about that. I'm not quite confident that their information is quality. Facebook, I see TransAlta has entered into a long-term renewable energy purchase with Facebook. It's about $30 million in tax credits is what it looks like it's going to be. Google, TiVo Stream 4K is going to be fully integrated with YouTube TV. That YouTube TV really is going to be a nice little profit center for Google in the years to come. In terms of Dow Jones 30 news stories, IBM. IBM unveiled their new Z16. This is a next-generation system with an integrated on the chip as an AI accelerator. This could be something of real interest to some of these new PCs and server operations. United Healthcare, that's ticker UNH, that Optimum deal that they did, that merger deal, it's been extended to December 31st. They're not worried about the DOJ comments. They kind of feel that their Department of Justice's comments are without merit. Coca-Cola, ticker KO. You remember they announced an outer space soft drink that's supposed to, you know, last month. Well, this month they're announcing Zero Sugar Byte, BYTE. This is the second release for Coca-Cola Creations. It's new soft drinks. This one's going to be released in South America. It's a limited release. We'll see what happens if it obtains any, you know, traction. In terms of merger news, we have Castle Biosciences at ticker CSTL, Charlie Sam, Tom Larry. They did a deal acquiring a company for $65 million in cash and stock. Bruker, that's ticker BRKR, Boy Richard, Kilo Richard, they're acquiring Optimal Companies. They didn't disclose the details, but it's not a big deal. It looks like it would be about $10 million. And Skillsoft, that's ticker SKIL, they completed their acquisition of Code Academy. In terms of guidance news, SUPN, Sarah, Uncle, Paul, Nancy, they expect their full year 2022 revenue to be $640 to $680 million. Street has it at $685.46 million. So that's a little light. LVO is LiveOne. Their full year 2022 revenue projections are about $112 million. Street has it pegged for about $113.95, which is about a 2% difference. Not positive, but not awful for shares of LiveOne, LVO. In terms of shareholders news, it's kind of interesting here. Hewlett-Packard Enterprises, they're having their annual shareholders meeting today that starts at noon. That's ticker HPE, Henry Paul Edward. ADI is Analog Devices, Apple David India. They're hosting a virtual investors day today that starts at 8:30 a.m. CYTH, Charlie Yellow, Tom Henry. This is Cyclotherapeutics. They're having an investor's day today, and they're really going to highlight Alzheimer's disease in this call. Could be something interesting for ticker CYTH today. You can see some volatility here. And Merck, ticker MRK, Michael Richard Kilo, they're holding a cardiovascular investor's day today, starting at 10 a.m. Merck feels that their cardiovascular portfolio is going to exceed $10 billion as we approach, you know, the mid-2030s. It's a long way off, but it is still a positive. In terms of catalyst news this morning, I see Pfizer, ticker PFE, Paul Frank Edward. Citibank opened up a positive catalyst watch on Pfizer in anticipation of an order from China. So we're going to keep an eye on shares of Pfizer this morning, ticker PFE. But that's what I have for you in terms of catalyst events this morning, Emily.
This is the type of data that Newswear delivers daily. It's factual, it's market moving, and our alerting functions bring it to your attention as it happens. Go to www.newswear.com now and sign up for the trial and see for yourself the benefits that professional Newswire delivers. Okay, Bill, it is now that time of the show for the Trade Talk pick of the day. What is your pick of the day today?
I'm going with Greenbrier, ticker GBX, Grace Boy X-Ray. These guys make rail cars, for freight and for transit authorities. Business is apparently pretty good for these guys. Earnings are out tomorrow morning. EPS is for them to make 18 cents. The expected move here is 7.58%. Looking at the brokers, they not a lot of activity, but there's some big names out there, and they're positive on the stock. I'm looking at what the CEO said last quarter, and he goes, our commercial and manufacturing operations building momentum. We have continued increases the scale of the company's rail car lease fleet, which is good for investment opportunities. He thinks that there's going to be some real positive things happening in the future for the company. Oh, and, you know, and this morning I read this positive report on the global rail transportation industry and how it's growing. So, yeah, I like GBX, Grace Boy X-Ray. I'm going to try and get in 49.25 if it hits there this morning. But I think that this one could, you know, see a nice little pop when they release earnings tomorrow morning. So that's my pick of the day, Greenbrier. That's ticker GBX, Grace Boy X-Ray.
Okay, Bill, I like it. An earnings play today. We will watch Greenbrier. Stick with us because coming up, we will recap yesterday's pick of the day. But ahead of that, let's take a look at the current breaking headlines that have hit the tape in our Hot Off the Press segment. Bill, tossing it back to you.
I see some Ukraine news. Ukraine quietly received tanks from the Czech Republic to support its war effort. General Motors, ticker GM, and Honda expanding relationship to affordable electric vehicles. That's interesting. Ticker BGNE, Boy Grace Nancy Edward. Some Chinese companies find workarounds to avoid U.S. delistings. Twist, TWST, Tom Williams, Sam Tom. Twist Biosciences and Ginkgo Bioworks announced new supply agreement. USFD, Uncle Sam, Frank David. This is U.S. Foods. They entered a new distribution partnership with Planet-Based Foods. Salesforce.com, ticker CRM. They just did a deal with Boyce, B-O-S-E. Apparently, they signed a big contract for a rollout of Salesforce 360. Chevron, ticker CVX, looks to reduce operating expenses as it steps up its production. Twitter names Elon Musk to the board. Ticker SAND, Sandstorm Gold. They may purchase up to 18.9 million shares. See Saudi Aramco raising selling prices for May and Asia. Ticker SNA, they get an order from Swiss Aviation Group. That's all I'm seeing this morning, Emily, in the latest news in the last 15 minutes.
Let's check in on yesterday's pick of the day, which was Constellation Brands, ticker STZ. Bill, you made this call following news that Constellation confirmed the receipt of a proposal that would transition the company to a single class share structure. The move would reduce the voting control that the Sands family holds in Constellation to roughly 20%. This is from its current about 60% voting control. A copy of the letter was disclosed in a securities filing yesterday. Constellation is slated to release financial results from its latest quarter on Thursday. Bill, in theory, this proposal, it could be sort of good news for shareholders, but how did the call end up working out?
It didn't work out. I mean, the stock opened up at 236.68. I was thinking this was going to push up the stock a little higher because I didn't think they were going to, you know, have to open up more shares outstanding, but apparently they're going to have to. So it was a bad news for the stock, and it wound up closing at 229. I should have known better, but can't wait for earnings season. Earnings is where I make my money. This Star Wars one was a risky one. I mentioned it was kind of risky, and but it didn't pay off yesterday.
Well, and like you said, you're back in your comfort zone with an earnings play today. So we will be checking in with you tomorrow about today's Greenbrier pick of the day. Bill, thank you as always for your expert insight. Join us back here tomorrow and each weekday morning at Newswear's Trade Talk, when we provide the facts, themes, and trading ideas for the day ahead. Again, I'm your host, Emily Advani, here with trading anchor Bill Olson. Traders, you know what to do. Let's go out there and make some green.